Books on Tape presents Plague Ship by Clive Cussler and Jack DeBrawl. Read by Scott Brick. Arguably the greatest transfer of wealth in human history occurred when the plague swept through Europe and killed a third of its population. Lands were consolidated, allowing for a greater standard of living, not only for the owners, but also for those who worked them. This event was the single greatest contributor to the Renaissance and gave rise to Europe's eventual domination of the world. We're breeding ourselves to death. How Overpopulation Will Destroy Civilization by Dr. Lydell Cooper, Raptor Press, 1977. Prologue. Barents Sea, north of Norway, April 29, 1943. A pale hunter's moon hung above the horizon so that its light threw dazzling reflections off the frigid ocean. With winter not yet given way to spring, the sun had yet to rise this year. Instead, it remained hidden behind the earth's curvature, a faint glowing promise that crept along the line where sky met sea as the planet spun on its tilted axis. It would be another month before it would fully show itself, and once it did, it would not disappear again until fall. Such was the odd cycle of day and night above the Arctic Circle. By rights of their extreme northern latitudes, the waters of the Barents Sea should be frozen over and impassable for most of the year. But the sea was blessed with warm waters cycling up from the tropics on the Gulf Stream. It was this powerful current that made Scotland and the northern reaches of Norway habitable, and kept the Barents free of ice and navigable even in the deepest winters. For this reason, it was the primary route for war material being...